at Mosaic Missions Barbados Four Square Church with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory to hear the powerful word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the word of God.
A very blessed good morning to all the listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, and wherever this program is being heard this beautiful Friday morning. It's a pleasure again of mine to come back to you, to share with you the mighty word of God, to talk to you about the spirit-filled life, to share with you the importance of having a life led by the Holy Spirit, and to talk about the advantages of living the spirit-filled life. For the last couple of weeks, we've been sharing on the spirit-filled life, and we shared several points with you. And then last week, we talked about the Zerubbabel. We talked about not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And we're still wanting to remind you, particularly those of you who are Christians born again, those of you who are ministers of the gospel, we want to remind you that it's so important. And you will be successful and victorious when you do everything you do led by the Spirit. When we walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. It's easy to do things in the flesh. Just get up and just go. When we are in the Spirit, we got to wait on God. We got to fast. We got to hear words. We got to have a specific prayer. We got to be able to know what God wants, what He's saying to us, and be on time and do it the way that God has instructed us to do it. So sometimes it's not easy to do what the Lord is saying to do, because you know we have to make sure that we follow Him precisely. But when we do follow the Lord, when we do it in the Spirit, I can guarantee you victory, blessings in abundance. So today we're going to continue. So great to have Apostle Chris again with us, Reverend Gail as well, and Elder Andrew Octave. Praise God. Today we're going to ask Elder Andrew Octave to pray for us in Jesus' name.
Blessing, good morning to my brothers and sisters in Christ and to all who are listening on to this program. Father, we give you the praise for yet another chance to bring the word of God to all who are within the earshot of this radio station. Thank you, Father, for the ability to come before you each and every time to share what you would have us to share. I pray as we do follow your instructions, Father, that our seed will continue to be sown in the life of some individual, that the garden that God has prepared in your heart will be filled with the seeds of joy, peace, love, and most of all, the gift of salvation. I pray, Father, that you will instruct us to do your will, and as we do it, Father, that your kingdom will be advanced by the saving of souls. And we pray this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much, Elder. Andrew, it's always a pleasure to have you pray for us. We want to continue to share the word that's really a blessing to us. And I'm also sharing this word with my parishioners on Sunday mornings because we are enjoying learning how important it is to rely solely and wholeheartedly on the move of God and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is our prime example. He did not move or do anything except being led by the Spirit. And he said it. He's the one that went into the temple and took the word of God out from Isaiah. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he's anointed me to do the work that he's called to do. So everything that Jesus did while he was on earth, he did it filled of the Holy Spirit. And we see the Apostle Paul, when he said, I'm going to Jerusalem, you know, filled of the Holy Spirit, and I don't know what's going to happen to me when I get there, but I know one thing, I can get troubles and tribulations and so on. But he was determined still to do the will of God, led by the Holy Spirit, full of the Holy Spirit. And so it says to us, it tells us as Christians that we must also follow the pattern at Reverend Gail, the example of Jesus, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. So when we do things, we're not going to do it in our flesh. Well, persons that are doing things in the flesh will always be saying, I and me and all of that. When we're working in the Spirit, we will say, the Lord, this is what the Lord is saying. This is what I sense the Spirit is saying. This is how the Holy Spirit is leading. And that's very important. We cannot get into that fleshly thing because, as I said, it's over and over again, numerous times, and I will continue to repeat it for everybody's benefit, that you cannot worship God in flesh. You can only worship God in spirit and in truth. Because he's seeking the true worshiper, those that will worship him in spirit and in truth, because God is spirit. And so when we go to him, we must be full of the Spirit, in the Spirit, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, in order to be able to approach God and speak to him. Yes, our bodies are in the flesh, but the Holy Spirit takes the flesh and anoints that flesh and presents it to the Lord. Even our praise that go up, when our praise go and they're not as adequate as it should be and things are not in the right way, Holy Ghost takes our praise and present them to the Lord in the correct way. That's why it's important to let the Holy Spirit guide you even when you're praying before the Lord. When you're singing, sing with the Spirit of the Lord. Sing under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to continue today to share. We're going to talk about the advantages today and the disadvantages. We're going to share some of those today. And I hope that they'll be a blessing to you. Praise God. Reverend Yed is going to read for us from the Word of God in 1 Samuel 16, 1 Samuel 17. And then she'll read in Judges, because we're going to share some thoughts on David, the advantages of being in the Spirit. And we're going to share on Samson, the disadvantages of going in the flesh. So we're going to use those two men of God.
Thank you, Apostle. Good morning to everyone listening. The Lord bless you. 1 Samuel chapter 17, and I'll pull a few verses. Verse 1, the Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." Then we slip down to verse 5. Samuel replied, "Yes, in peace I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Verse 10 to 13, Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He is tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. 1 Samuel 17 and 45, praise God. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine sword and drew it from the sheath. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword.
Praise God. Thank you, Reverend Gabe. We'll stop there. We'll read another chapter in Judges concerning Samson. we want to share on David now. Well, we took the time to read the word so you can be familiar or be reminded on how it happened. David was anointed by Samuel, led by God. God told Samuel, stop mourning for Saul, seeing I rejected him. Fill your horn with oil and go to the house of Jesse. And when you get there, anoint one of his sons. God did not tell him which one. So when he saw Eliab, he looks and appears. They convince him, this is the one. And God said, no, you know, I rejected him. Man, look at the outward appearance. But I look at the heart.
Yeah.
So it's important that everything we do, whatever we're going to do for the Lord, whatever role, office, position we hold in church, in ministry, we are to be anointed for it. Holy Ghost will anoint us, fill us with empowerment to get the job done. We just can't say, well, I am qualified. You know, I went to university and I did this and all of that. But at the end of the day, Satan ain't afraid of no degree.
At all.
Satan ain't afraid of no certificate. Demons don't respond to no certificate or degree. How great you look like Eliab. They respond to the anointing of God upon you.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost upon your life. That's what they respond to. And they know you in the spirit. And you walk in the spirit. They have to respect you. They respect you. Because they know that you're sent by God. They know you're called by God. They know that what's on you is of God. So we cannot go up there and do this in ourselves. We must be spirit-filled and spirit-led. David, a little boy, looked upon like a little shepherd boy in the backside of the desert, forgotten by his father. And Samuel came to the house of Jesse. He presented his seven sons. He forgot there was one in the backside of the desert. In fact, David used to go to Saul's palace and also go in the backside of the desert, back and forth. That's what the word of God said. But he spent most of his time in the backside of the desert. And so how can you forget someone who's up and down, back and forth, you know? And of course, you know, because he was not up there with at home with the boys, you can't forget. No mother, no father can forget your son.
Right.
But somehow he was forgotten. And so God will not forget you. We're going to say this to somebody today. When everybody's being called up and promoted and appointed, God will not forget you. When your time is ready, when your season has come, when it's your new day and your new year, God will call you up and anoint you and appoint you and fill you with his empowerment and his Holy Spirit, like he did for David. You think that a little slingshot and a stone could kill a giant? No. It was the anointing that came upon David. And the Bible says he ran up to the giant. Who runs up to a giant when you don't have anything? And the giant cussing him and telling him, you come to me with this, all these little things. Are you going to do this to you? And the giant said, I can do that to you. That's terrifying. In fact, Saul and David's brothers and the other members of the army were shaking in their boots.
Yeah.
At the continual, you know, belittling and harassing, bettering of the giant. But David was not afraid because he was anointed. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. He was full of the power of God. And that's how God expects us as his church, his representative, to operate. When we step out of our homes every morning, we're filled with the spirit of the Lord. We walk into the areas that are filled with violence. We're filled with the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
God has sent us into some serious areas already. God and Chapman Lane and so on. And people say, why are you going on there? Because God is greater than the devil. Praise God. And the devil can't beat God. And if you go down there under the anointing of God, God will give you the victory and bring the devil to subjection.
Amen.
And over again, God has done that. Because we are obedient to follow God. Praise God. God told David, go up there and do that. And he followed. Even his brother said, you were mischievous. You came here to watch the battle. David said, I can't be because there's a cause.
Yeah.
And there's a cause in this nation today for the church of God to rise up, full of the Holy Ghost, and do what God has called us to do. Praise God. So these are the advantages of being spirit-filled like David. You will be victorious. You'll be able to take on giants of all sizes. You'll be able to have victory by God over and over. You'll be able to face giants and do all that God planned to do in your life. To you, as long as you are in the spirit, influenced by the spirit, full of the spirit of the Lord, God looks at your heart, not at the outward appearance.
Right.
So we're glad today that God is selecting in Barbados and across the world many Davids and raising them up in the intercession, raising them up in worship, raising them up in the pulpit, raising them up in the congregation, raising up in the prophetic. God is raising up persons with the spirit of David who are taking on giants. And I'm not afraid to take them on. Praise God. We give God the praise and the glory as I give way for Apostle Chris to share, and then Reverend Gill, and I'll come back and share on Samson.
This story is very intriguing for all of us, really, because we see the hand of God moving in the earth, and we see ordinary men and women who made a sacrifice to say, I'm going to follow the Lord. Now, truth be told, God can use all of us at any time, but he wants our availability. And I think one of the great loss we've had in our world, where there have not been enough men and women of God who stand and say, I want to make a difference. Like David, for example, in this case. David, the one guy that was left behind. He was not old enough to go into the army yet as such, but he did all the other work pertaining to rape. And look what happened. He was thrown aside, he was ignored. And his brothers even said to him, why? What are you going to do with the few sheep we have? You should be there looking after them, not coming to spy and see what's happening in our war. Because sometimes, when you and I move, when God is turning our lives around, when our hearts open to the Lord, it's not age issue, it's availability issue. When we make ourselves available to God, you can have a thousand of people around you with all the skills, but they don't have the grace on their lives to make it happen. And that's where David came in. David was there. He wasn't just with the sheep. He was also there with the Lord, right? And he obeyed his father on counsel and rules. There is an order for success in God. You can't do what you like, how you like, where you like, and expect God to use you. And that's why we have so many ministries all around, so many people that profess to speak for God, but the impact that is necessary to make sure God gets his plan being executed and manifested for people is not happening because they lack that one link where they spend enormous amount of time with the Lord, making themselves available to hear what God wants to say and God wants to do. Again, the other side of that is look what happened. David succeeded from.
Yes.
Because that guy had a big problem. It got his head very quick that he was the head. And look what happened. God said, it's not my mind, but your might are your power, but my spirit says the Lord. Right?
Jesus.
And it's not how man see, individuals based on where they are, but God doesn't see that. God see the heart, God see what's happening inside. And here was little David, committed himself to the Lord to find out what he wants, and he did the obvious thing that God does. See, sheep sometimes are the most difficult animals to control. When you can leash and your sheep following you doing something right. This is exactly what the Lord wants to do. That's why leaders, we have to be so circumspect in what we do related to the people of God, because they're not our people. I want to say it again. The church does not belong to the pastors. It does not belong to those of us who hold titles. It belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the right to place that grace and anointing on anyone, anytime he wants, for whatever purpose. And we have to reach that stage where we all make ourselves available. You imagine if the world could make itself available to God, what would happen? We have a transformation all over our nation. All the nations of the world see transformation because people begin to look to God, not to man. And our primary objective is to be like David, to hear what God says and follow God. So he will do his will in our life.
One of the things that I need to highlight too is David was, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 17, it says that David occasionally went and returned to feed his father's sheep. Let me read from 14. David was the youngest and the three oldest followed Saul, but David occasionally went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. So when those guys commit themselves fully to Saul, he committed himself to God. He had another office, and his office was in the back in the desert with the sheep, and the presence of God, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and walking under that anointing and that unction. Praise God. Thank God that he was being trained by God in the back of the desert. And we saw the results of it, Reverend Gail.
Just quickly, I would want to go carry on from what Apostle Chris said. One of the things that I found about David is that he had the manuscript of how to follow God. he had the manuscript of what it meant to be a good servant and to hear God's voice, because he, in order to kill a lion and a bear, he had to hear God's voice. He had to rely on God. And therefore, God is always looking for that man that has his heart and a heart for God. And he found that in David. And despite what might be happening to somebody out there today, and you might think as though that there are other people who are greater and bigger, you know, and doing it all, God is looking at your heart. So make sure that your heart is right before him. Because when he calls for you, he will not just anoint you with just a vial, but he will anoint you with a horn that doesn't have a cover, that will be continually pouring out the oil. Praise God. That is exciting.
It is exciting. You know, it's the difference between the anointing that Saul received and that he received. Saul had an anointing from Samuel, and he used a box or a vial. When he came to David, the Lord said, fill the horn with oil and go to Jesse's house. And when you take that horn and pour it, you have to pour the whole thing out from his head straight onto his feet. Yes, God is awesome. Yes, yes. Here is the man of God. Octave. Can't wait to jump in here. Go ahead, Elder Octave.
Good morning once again, brothers and sisters. As we are speaking of the Holy Spirit, I'm reminded of something that jumped out at me. From as far back as David and Goliath, the secular looked at what they saw physically. One man had the entire nation shaken in their boots. Today, we look at the secular. We look at how many people we have on Facebook, how many likes we have, what is our social status. And so we look at the secular and we have this concept that if it's not like this, it can't work. But God does not look at those trappings and external temporary things. He looks at what you give him that he can use. He looked at David and saw a man that could take down a giant and rout the entire nation of the Philistines. He looked at us in today's society and sees the church ready and willing to take on the mantle of what is happening in society and to be used by Christ. We are in a powerful position to open our hearts, our heads, and our hands to lift our eyes to Jesus and let him fill us with the anointing that can rout every Goliath that exists in your life and in this nation. And that is what I understand.
Very quickly, Reverend Gills, let me read that scripture for you. In
Judges 16, 19, and 20. After putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair. And so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. Then she called, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awoke from his sleep and thought, I'll go out as before and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had left him.
My goodness, that's the disadvantage of going out with all the Holy Spirit. You figured, you know, I've gone before.
He's ready.
Ready. I'm going again. I've done this. I've taken off the gates. I've taken off the gates of the city. I've killed thousands with a job. I can do it again. But he knew it. The Holy Ghost was doing it then. But because a woman, braids cut off, all the strength gone, all the anointing gone, no spirit. He's gone in himself. He said, I will shake myself. As at other times, and he just wished out that the Spirit of God had left him. And it's such a sad thing when you read about him. That's a significant disadvantage. He failed miserably. He lost the battle, and they were able to take him, a mighty man that was so powerful and anointed, raised up to be the deliverer of God's people from the hands of the Philistines, was not a slave, in the land of the Philistines.
I'm blind.
And eyes gorged out. He took his eyes out. When you are not doing it in the spirit, when you've lost that anointing, the enemy will push your eyes out. Poke your eyes out. That's a disadvantage of going in the flesh. God help us today. We will stay focused and stay with God and stay in the spirit. And remember not to go to the house of Delilah. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, and stay where God has called us to stay and do what God has called us to do. Today, thank God for the word. I hope you've heard the word and you received the word not in the flesh, but in the spirit. And that you're hearing God saying it's important that you walk in the spirit and be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit and be like David, used by David to take up the giants in your life, in your home, in your family, in your community, in your country. It's not about you or I. The anointing on you is not from you, it's from God. We must always remember when we go out, we're going in the strength of God. We're going under the power of God. Every time I come up in the Sunday morning service, I always remind myself, I'm going to preach to God's people. Holy Spirit, if you don't turn up, I'm a mess. Holy Spirit, if you don't turn up, I don't know what to say. Holy Spirit, if you don't turn up, I end up making another step. And so many times I've stood right there as I begin to come up the steps to go onto the pulpit. And I pray again and say, God, please help me to go in the spirit. We must practice that, walking and living in the spirit. Reverend Gail.
Thank you, Apostle. We are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. 436-4753, 436-4753. This program today was very impactful and exciting. Please give us a call and let us know and share your thoughts. Our numbers are 422-2512 or 432-6479. We would love to hear from you. And remember that the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gail. I close on this note. Always remember, children of God, sons of God, ministers of God, walk in the spirit. Be influenced by the spirit. There are significant advantages to walking in the spirit. Never give yourself to walking in the flesh. There are significant disadvantages in walking in the flesh. So today I bless you. Be a blessing. I declare that God will use you wherever you are because you are under the influence of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.